I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today. Columbus organizers are standing firm in their opposition to Immigration and Customs Enforcement after an agent fatally shot a woman in Minnesota last week. ICE Watch is helping train people how to respond if they witness federal agents detaining someone. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's George Shilcock reports.
Columbus educator Izetta Thomas trains people with ICE Watch. Thomas says people shouldn't intervene if they see agents detaining someone. Instead, Thomas says people should record videos, take photos, and note key facts like location, the number of agents, uniforms, and what actions ICE takes. Thomas says ICE agents killing Renee Good in Minneapolis doesn't deter her from holding immigration agents accountable.
Nobody should have to think about their job and losing their life on their job when they just work at a grocery store or work in an elementary or a middle school, but we do. This doesn't make me want to do the work less. It makes me want to fight harder.
ICE didn't respond to a request for comment. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm George Shilcock in Columbus.
Meanwhile, Republican U.S. Senator John Husted is warning Ohioans who are protesting the actions of ICE to stay out of the way of agents when they are apprehending people. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports.
Husted says ICE agents have a complicated task, and by and large, they're doing a good job. He has a warning for those who are protesting the actions ICE is taking right now.
You're free to speak out against ICE operations. You're free to help any individual who's been detained, but do not interject yourself into the process of law enforcement.
Husted says if someone's being detained illegally, they should go to the courts. Democratic former Senator Sherrod Brown, who's running against Husted, did not comment on the senator's statements. A new Quinnipiac poll shows 57% of Americans disapprove of ICE's actions. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A judge has blocked a freeze on $10 billion of federal funding to five democratically run states that was ordered by Trump. This follows claims of alleged fraud in publicly funded child care programs in Minnesota. Ohio is not one of those states, but advocates for affordable child care in Ohio are still worried. State House correspondent Karen Kassler has this.
Ohio gets more than $443 million in federal funding for child care subsidies. The Trump administration wants all states to meet new verification requirements. Lynanne Gutierrez with the early childhood advocacy group Groundwork Ohio says the state can show what it's done to stop fraud, but she's worried that will hold up payments for more than 100,000 kids in publicly funded child care.
Any delay in payment impacts providers' ability to meet payroll, so it impacts their staffing, their services, and their ability to stay open.
State officials say any funding disruptions beyond 8 to 10 weeks would be problematic. Groundwork Ohio is among 42 national organizations that signed onto a statement urging that the federal funding continues. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A national furniture store with locations in Southwest Ohio is closing. The Dayton Daily News reports that Value City Furniture will close its remaining stores in 17 states. This comes as the parent company, American Signature Inc., filed for bankruptcy protection in November. The stores in Beaver Creek and Springdale will begin liquidating inventory. No closing date for either location was announced. Customers who haven't received furniture they ordered and paid for can file a claim on the company's website, shopvcf.com. The newspaper says they can also file a claim with the bankruptcy court or contact the credit card company that was used to purchase the item. The Trump administration has approved a $12 billion program to aid farmers that are facing trade market disruptions and increased production costs. The Farmer Bridge Assistance Program will provide $11 billion to major row crop farmers and $1 billion to specialty crop farmers across the country. WYSO's Shea Frank has more.
Money from the program will start to roll out for row crop farmers starting February 28th, aimed at bridging the gap for the nation's agricultural sector as it awaits an updated farm bill. Eligible farmers must have submitted acreage reports last month to receive the assistance from their local farm service agency. But some advocates in Ohio are wary of the long-term implications of funding one-off bailouts that they say primarily benefit larger farms. Nicole Wolcott serves as the federal policy coordinator for the Ohio Ecological Food and Farm Association.
I was on a call yesterday with a diversified vegetable specialty crop farmer, and he was like, yeah, I'm just not paying attention to it. You know, I never qualify for these programs, or I never get something that I deserve. So what's the point?
Wolcott says without solid legislation to support farmers, these funding programs only provide temporary relief to a long-term issue. Brad Bales with the Ohio Farm Bureau says they're hopeful that a farm bill will pass before the end of 2026 to stabilize the ag industry. For WYSO News, I'm Shay Frank.
Look for winter to return to the area with temperatures falling to around 30 degrees by this afternoon, Wednesday, with snow chances moving into the area this afternoon and tonight could drop about an inch of snow. Cold air will be with us for the rest of the week into this weekend with more snow chances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with some light accumulations possible. And that was WYSO Today. I'm Mike Fraser.